Everyone has an external personality. In the Shum language, that's called ining. Everyone has a hidden subconscious personality, which only they know, and that's called, in the Shum language, ming, the hidden personality. When that hidden personality emerges, sometimes it's find a better person on the inside than the outside, and other times you don't. Better to be poor marriages, to find out the inner personality of the person, because the marriage is a marriage of four personalities. The outer of both and the inner of both. Hopefully they will match. And we have couples coming here to the temple for their 25th anniversary, their 50th anniversary. We always give them a shawl. One shawl for both of them, holding them tight together and tell them they're a wonderful example, not only to the United States, but to every country in the world in this day when divorce is a way of life. When the divorce occurs, then the big hunt starts all over again for another spouse on both sides. After the astral body has healed its wounds, never quite heals its wounds, pretty much so. There are always some scars left. And they find a person totally different from their spouse, former spouse, totally different, totally exciting, totally wonderful, and they get married. And then they finally, as the years pass, the inner personality comes out, which is exactly either like the outer personality or the hidden inner personality of their former spouse. Why? Because that is the prarabdha karmas, the birth karmas, karmas that were born to work out, manifesting all over again, and manifest and manifest and manifest life after life until we are able to live with somebody together harmoniously for a whole lifetime. Now we see people who can do that. They have community support, they have family support, but most of all, they are supported by a willpower that controls the mind. They think before they speak, they say only words which are true, kind, helpful, and necessary. They are masters of diplomacy within the home. They handle themselves within the home in a professional way, as they do in a hospital, an engineering plant, or a computer factory. Because marriage is a business. It involves everything that a business involves. Business evolves from poverty to wealth. Marriage involves from poverty to wealth. In a marriage, everything is there. Money, handling of money, acquiring of it, the spending of it, possessions, acquiring of possessions, the care of possessions, and the use of possessions. Divorce is going out of business. Breaking up the home. If a business goes out of business, who suffers the most? The employees. Family goes out of business, who suffers the most? The children. Now those young people from a broken home, if they realize their emotional maturity needs a little bit of work on, they can mature themselves. Slowly. Systematically. My observation never happened fully as if the mother and father were together, because those scars are always there, that memory is always there. It can't be erased. But we can, through the Vasana Daha Tantra, take away the emotion from the memory, and life can go on in a wonderful way, because we live in this world where we lesson out of every experience, so repeat the experience in this or future lives. So the lesson for young people who experienced divorce within their family, the experience produces the lesson to not get divorced themselves in this or a future life. They know how it feels. To work through the karmas, or work through the experiences and challenges, ups and downs, the joys and sorrows of life. Because there's no happiness with finding another person. He or she won't be any better spouse than the one that's already existing. Thank you, Sadhguru, for a very good suggestion.